Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell, in the headlines. United Workers' Party deputy political leader Ronald Charles urges young people to unite and speak truth to power, stressing the importance of teamwork in accomplishing this objective. Thank you. The St. Kitts and Nevis Federation top junior track athletes represented 8 high schools which competed for supremacy at the Nevis Athletic Stadium on March 16th and 17th for the 2024 TDC Interschool Championships. And Hong Kong has passed a much stricter national security law with penalties including life sentences, which authorities say is necessary for stability, but critics fear will further erode civil liberties. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Details coming up.
Daily reward from the Quartz Ready Cash Money Tree. Every customer is a winner with every loan of $3,000 or more from Quartz Ready Cash. Plus, you get to enter to win a weekend for two at Sandals. No deposit, no collateral needed. All you need is your ID, proof of address, payslips, job letter, and 2 references. Visit your nearest Quartz or Ready Cash location today or apply online at www.quartz.com. Get more for 2024 with Quartz Ready Cash. We are ready when you are. Conditions apply.
Welcome back. Ronald Charles, deputy political leader of the United Workers' Party, has outlined the next steps for the people of Grand Bay, urging them to demand the independence they rightfully deserve from the current government. He emphasizes the significance of progressing for the betterment of all Dominicans. Charles specifically calls upon the youth of Grand Bay to unite and vocalize their concerns for societal improvement, emphasizing the potential impact of collective action.
What's next for Grand Bay is to tell the incumbents that you need a break. You are tired and we need to move on for the betterment of people in this country. Why on earth a young person who works under the NEP program cannot come here, listen to something different and make up their mind and listen to people speak? And if they do that, you're going to tell them that they lose a job next day? And this is the kind of country we should be living in. Our young people have to learn to stand up. Our young people have to learn to speak truth to power. And you, Grand Bay, we have to do it as a team. So where do we go from there? Where do we go from there? We go now for you to be the advocate for electoral reform. Because we need to have a level playing field. And if you're playing football and you have 12 players and I come with 8, obviously you have an advantage, especially when the referee also playing on your team. We cannot afford for this to happen.
Charles additionally emphasized that it's crucial for the citizens of Dominica to recognize that the country requires the collective efforts of its people, particularly in the present circumstances. He highlighted that remaining silent should not be considered acceptable.
You need to speak to your neighbors, because sometimes communication gets better when you speak to your neighbor. And we must understand that Dominica needs us. Dominica needs us now. There's no more turning back and people being afraid to speak. Afraid to speak for what? Because somebody is going to pass around with a little piece of paper bag and they will promise you something. Or like what I just heard, they will come to church the day before somebody else is going to tell you something that they should be doing. So we have to stand up as a people. And the United Workers' Party continue to be there for you. We continue to steer the ship, and we continue to do what we need to do to bring Dominica in a better place. In conclusion, as Chubby said, bring back the milk and honey! Bring back the milk and honey!
Ronald Charles, the deputy political leader of the United Workers' Party. Former construction worker Hendrix Felix Moransi walked into Q95 FM a broken man who feels as if the justice system has failed him. Last Tuesday, a ruling by one of the magistrates assigned to the St. Joseph High Court failed to honor Moransi's request for compensation as he claims to have been a victim of grievous bodily harm. Moransi told Q95 News since this incident occurred with him some 7 years ago. His case only concluded on March 12, 2024, and the one who committed the act was provided a 3-year suspended jail sentence from the maximum 10-year sentencing allowed by law. Moransi revealed that for the majority of his 7-year inconvenience from work, his medical bills have been handled with his own funds and is now bearing a toll on his finances. He says he now has a medical bill of over EC $20,000 and made a request of EC $100,000 be made to him, considering his medical costs and the significant loss of income he has experienced for the past 7 years.
I am Hendrix Felix Moransi from Dublin, living in St. Joseph for the past 40 and more years. And this is a situation that happened to me at the High Court on last week, Tuesday, after a guy cut my leg. For the past 7 years, I am down and not working and waiting for a decision. And the court ruled a 3 years suspended jail with no compensation when the guy offered me $50,000. And I was not satisfied. I said I want $100,000. And the court, the judge, whoever he is, said to me, no compensation for that. And the guy just walked away free. After 7 years, I wake up to go and start a project, $10,000. And that was what happened to me. Now I'm left with a bill of almost $20,000 to pay. And with no compensation, how am I going to pay that?
Former construction worker Mr. Hendrix Felix Moransi. During the kickoff of 2024 Forest Week, Minister Kozie Frederick stressed the significance of spotlighting Dominica's protected areas. He emphasized their role in environmental sustainability and biodiversity conservation, reaffirming Forest Week's significance in educating the public about preserving these critical ecosystems.
It is a privilege for me to both celebrate and to help cherish the wonderful natural features or wonders of everyone that this wonderful nature island was entrusted to us by our Karenak warriors and also the Negmawo. I believe it was a hereditary chief in the northern continent, sometimes wrongly called North America, America, Canada, who said that we must protect the forests for our children, grandchildren, and children yet to be born. We must protect the forest for those who can't speak for themselves, such as the birds, all the animals, fish, and the trees. And I believe it was former President of the United States, Franklin Roosevelt, who said, "Forests are the lungs of our land, purifying the air and giving fresh strength to our people." And so in this year's week of activities, we're really celebrating our protected areas. So it is another opportunity to have a wider national awareness and understanding of these precious assets. These protected areas ensure that our biodiversity remains intact. Now we may wonder why it is so important to speak about preserving biodiversity.
Jose Frederick emphasized that safeguarding the nation's biodiversity should be the primary focus of all endeavors, as it serves as the cornerstone sustaining the health of forests and the essential services they offer.
The importance of protecting our nation's biodiversity must be on the forefront of all actions, or because our biodiversity is the foundation that supports healthy forests and the critical services that they provide. This protection make many things possible. our agriculture, our tourism industry, our hydroelectricity, our drinking water, our health, and also our cultural heritage. And there are many other economic factors that are also derived from our forest. So as a result, comrades, friends, brothers and sisters, we need to continue strengthening the cross-sectoral condition, coordination, and collaborations with local stakeholders and also international partners, especially as we continue to focus on biodiversity conservation and, more importantly, natural resource management. Now, the Forestry and Wildlife and Parks Division has embarked on several initiatives as articulated by the Permanent Secretary. And all of these are not by chance. They're all informed by the general international theme speaking to forests and innovation. Just a matter of fact that I think we should spend some time acclaiming. Dominica's protected area system consists of 7 protected areas in 3 different International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUNC, categories.
Minister for Environment, Kosie Frederick. This is Q95 News. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has emphasized the government's recognition of the importance of housing, particularly in the context of the Housing Recovery Project, HRP. He noted that in the past, it was uncommon for senior citizens to receive homes, challenging the notion that providing housing is a fundamental government responsibility. Despite the communities where these houses are being constructed, the Prime Minister assured that they are built with consistent quality and resilience standards.
So we appreciate what housing means to people as a government. And the reality is, I see some senior citizens there, and I'm a student of history as well. This was never the case in Dominica before. Because the truth of the matter is, and in defense to previous parties in government, housing is not a fundamental responsibility of a government. This is why after Hurricane David, Dominicans did not get help from the government to build homes, except with a few green hearts that were sent to us by Forbes Weller that some Dominicans got. A few Dominicans got. People had to go into the mountains, in the forest, to cut the logs that fell and the galvanized that flew from somebody's roof and knock them together. Cut drums and flatten them and to build homes in Dominica. But we changed that as a government. And so I'm just giving you some contemporary historical facts, because sometimes people tend to forget. And so I am very happy for you, the beneficiaries. This is a sense of eternal pride and excitement for you. And I'm speaking and I'm excited as if I'm the one who is receiving the key this afternoon. Because I know what to own your own home means. To be able to walk in your home and to sit and to enjoy the ambience.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. United Workers Party President Lennox Linton is not convinced that the DLP administration is properly assessing the impact of its reduction in funding various sectors like the health public wage. Compared from the year 2021 to 2022, the Ministry of Finance has reduced its expenditure to the public health wage to $14.9 million for the year 2022 to 2023. Linton's comments come at a time when the IMF's report released on March 16, 2024, showed that the team was pleased with the government's $20 million reduction in the public wage bill for the year 2022 to 2023. After careful review of the government's public wage bill, the United Workers Party executive has concluded that the reduction may not have been carefully examined.
Is it that you have moved a significant $20 million worth of salary and wages in the Ministry of Health from government employment over to the Dominica Hospitals Authority, which is a statutory corporation? And dependent on taxes from the government in order to meet its commitments. What happened? And if it is what is going on, that you're doing some fancy accounting by moving employment from the government to statutory corporations that the government fully supports with taxes, then That's not really reducing anything in terms of the government expenditure.
United Workers Party President Lennox Linton. In an interview with MO News on March 18, 2024, Executive Director of the IRC, Justin Case, responded to public concern regarding the potential changes in electricity costs that is expected to occur due to an ongoing tariff review. Case advised that it is still too early to reveal actual rates, as the review is still ongoing and talks between the Independent Regulatory Commission and Domlec have not yet concluded.
The commission is still working with Domlec on the tariff review. Okay? This tariff review will result in new rates. Upon conclusion of this exercise, then we can speak to the rates as to whether it will be lower or higher.
And that was Executive Director of the IRC, Justin Case. President of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, warns of tight days ahead for ordinary Dominicans based on the report issued by the IMF on March 16, 2024. Although Dominica's economy has finally reached pre-pandemic levels, the report specifically outlines a serious need for revitalization in various sectors and a reduction in government expenditure in order to advance the lives of Dominicans and the economy. The IMF recommends more ambitious fiscal consolidation to achieve economic objectives and self-insure against disaster risks, broadening of the revenue base, prioritizing investment with economic returns, and the implementation of a modern supervisory framework to underpin financial stability, such as the granting of statutory independence to the Financial Services Unit, FSU, from the Ministry of Finance to further improve its effectiveness and support risk-based supervision. Mr. Linton noted the negative impact some of these measures will have on the public and expounded on the misuse of the CBI revenues, which was cited by the IMF report as cause for a modest improvement in the primary balance due to record high citizenship by investment revenues and reduced current expenditures.
They are doing this because there's a concern that the revenues from the CBI, from the Citizenship by Investment program that has been accounting for upwards of 50% of our total revenue, is going to take a nosedive. It is going to decline. So now at 7, they come to consolidation strategy measures that are recommended to broaden the base of the revenue for the government and to rationalize expenditure. Now these are the... This is the terminology of the IMF. Go back to the 2023-2024 budget and build on the measures that were advanced there, right? Mobilize your tax revenue by streamlining tax incentives, including curtailing discretionary concession powers. Now, what they're saying here with these terms is all of these duty-free that you're giving out willy-nilly to your friends and to supporters and so on, you need to cut that out because that is costing you revenue. Let everybody pay their fair share of duties on vehicles coming in and so on and so on and so on. So that's what this is saying. Tax administration needs to be strengthened, compliance management and priorities.
Lennox Linton further explained that the consolidation strategy recommendation being proposed by the IMF's March 16 report will reduce government expenditure, but increase expenditure for all consumers, thereby reducing their conveniences from the government. According to the IMF, this will broaden the government's revenue base.
Additional measures, they say, include reversing the VAT on electricity. That means your electricity bill will be higher, and raising the excise tax on diesel in line with gasoline. And that will mean that all of the vehicles using diesel that are involved in the production of goods and services, involved in the production of services, for example, like transportation services to the public in general, the bus drivers and all of those, they will have higher cost on their fuel because of the increase in diesel prices. That will be passed on to the consumer. They will pay higher cost for their transportation, as an example. And then they were asked to explore options to transition to a broader property tax regime. So they want to get more money from owners of property across Dominica in terms of taxes on the properties that they own.
President of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton. In more news, news from Charleston, Nevis indicates that the St. Kitts and Nevis Federation's top junior track athletes represented 8 high schools which competed for supremacy at the Nevis Athletic Stadium, Mondo Track, on March 16th and 17th for the 2024 TDC Interschool Championships. The 4-day multi-city track and field meet got underway at the Kim Collins Athletic Stadium in St. Kitts on Thursday, March 14th, and continued throughout the weekend before heading to Nevis. Minister Lee Bird assured the general public that the NIA's Department of Sports, in conjunction with stakeholders from St. Kitts, is ready and fully prepared to host the premier athletics event. Hong Kong has passed a tough security law which authorizes or which authorities say is necessary for stability, but which critics fear will further erode civil liberties. Article 23 targets new offenses like external interference and insurrection and penalties, including life sentences. It was fast-tracked through its final stage by the city's pro-Beijing parliament in less than 2 weeks. Article 23 expands on a controversial national security law earlier imposed by China. That law already criminalizes secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion, with foreign forces in Hong Kong.
The Article 23 local legislation is basically an extension of the national security law that was implemented directly from Beijing in the year 2020. The difference is it's going to go through the local legislation and consultation process, but we all know that under the current political social condition in Hong Kong, there's no way people can express their opinion freely. And it is expected that all these local legislation of Article 23 will go through the legislature without much hindrance. So the Article 23 adds new elements on top of the national security law implemented in 2020. It adds up ideas of espionage, treason, and foreign political organizations, and gifts the government overwhelming and all-encompassing power to crack dissidents and different opinion. So for now, the legal community and the international human rights community sees it as a really draconian and one step forward to suffocate Hong Kong's civil society and democratic activists.
That's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. UWP Deputy Political Leader Ronald Charles urges young people to unite and speak truth to power, stressing the importance of teamwork in accomplishing this objective.
And global.
St. Kitts and Nevis Federation top junior track athletes represented 8 high schools which competed for supremacy at the Nevis Athletic Stadium on March 16th and 17th. For the 2024 TDC Inter-School Championships. And Hong Kong has passed a much stricter national security law with penalties including life sentences, which authorities say is necessary for stability, but critics fear will further erode civil liberties. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Richie Farrell.
On Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on, Q.